That was the crowd at a Licking Valley football game. Everyone has confidence and pride that they can win the game. Stands are full every game. But Licking Valley boys soccer team's games, different story. Polar opposites. Stand is never full in the case. What confidence difference between the teams is there? We talked to the athletic director of both teams to see what difference we could find.
I'm here with Mr. Mike, who's going to be asking some questions about who's the athletic director. We're going to be asking some questions about the difference that he's noticed between football and soccer programs. The first question I have is, what was the record for the football team this past season?
The football team, I believe, finished with 4 total losses, and let me see, you won 7 regular season games, you won 3 in the playoffs, so 10-4. Football team ended up 10-4.
And what about the soccer team?
Soccer team, I believe the boys won 4 games this year, I believe, and they play a 16-game schedule, so they're 4-12, and then they lost their tournament game.
Okay. Yeah. And as your time being the athletic director, have you noticed a difference between the teams mentality-wise or atmosphere-wise or just...
The biggest difference as the athletic director here is that our school is truly a football school. So football is kind of the main sport here. That's not saying that any other sport is insignificant or not important or anything like that, but football is the sport that makes the most money, brings in the most gate revenue, has the most fans. Soccer is still an emerging sport on the boys' side. The girls' soccer program is a little ahead of the boys' soccer program when it comes to numbers and things like that. I don't know long-term if we'll be able to support a boys' soccer team continually just due to the numbers. But, I mean, at face value, the biggest difference between the two programs is the amount of kids that come out. Every year we're worried about whether we're going to have enough boys' soccer players to come out. Football, you don't worry about that, you know? I mean, we've got a good, solid program from the lower levels up, whereas soccer is, we get kids that come in here as freshmen and have never played the sport and say, hey, I want to give it a try, type of deal. So that's the biggest difference at face value, is just that this community and the school's vested in football pretty heavily, whereas soccer is just kind of starting to come along a little bit and not quite getting the traction I'd like it to.
But I think it's easier to get the difference from the player's perspective. So let's hear from a football player's perspective.
So I'm here with Steve, a fellow football player from Licking Valley, and he got some things to talk to him about. First question I have is, what does it feel like before a game?
There's a lot of nerves going, feeling like a lot of like butterflies in your stomach, mixture of just excitement and being nervous, and it's really, really competitive, and it's a thing that happens only every once in a while, so you really need to get a mentality, and it's a lot different way of thinking than a lot of other sports.
Next question is, what's going through your head as you're before the game or walking out onto the field, and just prior to the game, what's all going on in your head?
Just trying to get into that line of thought process, trying to get yourself ready to battle for the next 48 minutes, and you just really need to get yourself ready and hyped up and ready to play, because you're going to take a beating, but if it's all about mindset, the hurt is only if you let it hurt.
What was the feel like? What did you feel after you lost your last game? How did that feel?
It was a heartbreaker. It was a really well played game on both sides, and it just always sucks to lose. But you know that there's room to get better, and you know that you're able to hang up with the really good teams all across Ohio. And it feels good to know that you're one of the top in the state. But it always sucks to lose, and I feel like we could have done better. But we know where we can improve from for next year.
Yeah, some of us were really heartbroken from that one. It wasn't pretty.
But how did the team, I already said that. What do you think about the football program's mentality as a whole?
Oh, it's a great football culture around Hanover. It's a really great area to play football for because everybody loves the football team and everybody supports it. That's very different than compared to a lot of other schools. I think it's a very football-minded area, and that's what the community comes and gathers around.
Yeah, what does the football team aim to do in the season?
We just try and win our next game. It's always the goal, win the next game. And the plus of the doing that is being an LCL champion and making the playoffs. And after that, the goal is to go through the playoffs, win your next game, and eventually, hopefully, be able to play in the state championship.
Now, here's a soccer player from the Lincoln Valley Boys soccer team. We ask him the same questions to find the difference between the teams.
We're here with Jeffrey, a fellow soccer player, and we're going to talk about the atmosphere of the program. What do you feel like before going into a game?
I feel pumped up and just excited for the game to start.
Does your team do any kind of, you say, pump-up drills or anything to really get the team excited?
Not exactly, no. Just stretches, mostly.
And how would you describe the overall atmosphere of the program?
I'd say it's pretty friendly and, we have good communication to each other, not on the field, but from person to person outside of the game. Because the atmosphere is pretty nice.
Is there any kind of, great support from friends and family outside of the sport?
Yeah, everyone's pretty supportive. They encourage everyone to play and have fun.
What is your attendance like at games?
How often I'm there or what
or
I do when I'm there?
Fans and family.
My parents are usually there. That's it.
What was the feel like, or what did you feel like after you lost your last game?
Nothing really. It was pretty expected. We don't usually win games anyway. So.
What was the mentality of the soccer program as a whole?
Mostly just, we're going to lose the game, so we might as well have fun while doing it.
Pretty laid back?
Yeah.
And what does the soccer team aim to do this season?
Just improve everything that we can, get better, and at least learn the basics.
Not aiming for any championships or anything?
Nah.
Just improvements. And last thing, before you're going into your game, what any and all is going through your head? Because you said that you're pumped up and ready, but what's going through your head?
Mostly just wondering how long I'm gonna get to play that game, because I don't usually play that much, so that's really all I think about, because I already expect to lose.
One program is built, the other one just starting to build. Teams are worlds apart in mentality and atmosphere. What could they learn from each other? They could learn a lot from each other. Some things you get from a belt program that you don't have in a lower program, like team, family, fans. But a built program can also learn from a beginning program what it's like to lose, what it's like to not have everything built and done and having to fight just to keep a team.